in the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're bringing a close to a Sunday school lesson we've been studying about when Joshua was telling the people to choose you this day whom you will serve. This is found in the last chapter of the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 24. You know, the fact that Joshua said to choose you this day shows that we have a choice, don't we? And we're going to be held responsible for what we choose. Now, I'll get into that lesson in just a moment. We're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 24, verses 20 through 24. And before we get there, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read you this lesson text. Joshua 24, 20 through 24. If you forsake Jehovah and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after that he hath done you good. And the people said to Joshua, Nay, but we will serve Jehovah. And Joshua said unto the people, Your witnesses against yourselves, that you have chosen you, Jehovah, to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore, put away, said he, the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto Jehovah, the God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, Jehovah our God we will serve, and unto his voice will we hearken. So Joshua calls for the people to make a choice. And when he says here that you are to choose God, this verse, verse 20, shows that serving God or idols is wholly a matter of man's choice. After they decided to serve Jehovah, and after he had done them good, if they should forsake him, he would then consume them in his wrath, as the downfall and destruction of the Jewish nations testify today. This verse was spoken as a warning to the people. And again, the people declared they would serve God. Joshua made them witnesses to this repeated determination to serve God, and they readily consented to act as such. And so now, therefore, put away the foreign gods. Since they had repeated their determination to serve God, now was the time to put away all other gods and to do so in sincerity and truth. And likewise, we should obey God at once. And so for the third time, the people declared their purpose to serve God. Unto his voice will we hearken, they said. To hear and obey God is the only way to serve him. Joshua had them repeat this declaration three times, and each time was stronger than the preceding one. And so God made a covenant with the people that day. It says in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 25 that, let me read it. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote the words in the book of the law of God, and he took a great stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Jehovah. And Joshua said unto all the people, Behold, this stone shall be witness against us, for it hath heard all the words of Jehovah which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness against you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua sent the people away, every man to their inheritance. A covenant is an agreement. With this repeated declaration or agreement to serve God only was the covenant. and it was made binding by a statute and an ordinance. All these words were written in the book of the law of God, and a great stone was set up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Jehovah. The stone also was a witness against the people that they had agreed to serve God. Joshua sent the people away, every man to his inheritance. And while this is not a part of the Sunday school lesson, I do want to read Joshua chapter 24, verses 29 through 31. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Jehovah, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, in the north of the mountain of Gaza. And Israel served Jehovah all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, and had known all the work of Jehovah that he had wrought in Israel. What a fitting ending to a great man's life, and what a tribute that following that life, those that come after you would serve Jehovah. Now, this Sunday school lesson has a little poem right at the end, and it says this: if you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. For out in the world you'll find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. On the facing page, we have our next lesson. It's about Gideon and his 300 men. And we're requested to read at the beginning of this lesson, Judges chapter 7. I have just turned there in my old Bible, and I'm going to read Judges chapter 7. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here is the story of Gideon and his 300 men. Then Jerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and encamped beside the spring of Harod. And the camp of Midian was on the north side by them, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved them. Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart from the mount of Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Judges 7 and verse 4. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people to the water, and Jehovah said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise every one that boweth down on his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped put their hand to their mouth was 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand. Let all the people go every man into his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he set the men of Israel every man into his tent, but retained the 300 men in the camp of Midian, and that was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that Jehovah said unto him, arise, get thee down into the camp, for I have delivered it into thy hand. But if thou fear not to go down, go thou with Purah thy servant down to the camp, And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward thy hand shall be strengthened to go down into the camp. Then he went down to Pura, his servant, and to the outermost part of the armed men that were in the camp. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like locusts for multitude, and their camel was without number, as the sand which is on the seashore for the multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man telling a dream to his fellow, and he said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian, and came into the tent, and smote it, so that it fell, and turned it upside down, so that the tent lay flat. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God hath delivered Midian and all the host. Judges chapter 7 and verse 15. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped. And he returned to the camp of Israel and said, Arise, for Jehovah hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into 3 companies, and he put into the hands of all of them trumpets with empty pitchers, with torches within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me, and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outermost part of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, For Jehovah and for Gideon. Judges 7 and verse 19. So Gideon and the 300 men that were with him came to the outermost part of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, when they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, and brake in pieces the pitchers that were in their hands, and the 300 companies blew the trumpets, and brake the pitchers, and held the torches on their left hands, and the trumpets on their right hands wherewith to blow, and they cried, The sword of Jehovah and Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran. They shouted and put them to flight. And they blew the 300 trumpets. And Jehovah set every man's sword against his fellow and against all his host. And the host fled as far as Bathsheba toward Zerirah, and far as the border of Abel-Meholah by Tabath. And the men of Israel were gathered together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after Midian. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, Come down against Midian, and take before them the waters as far as Beth-Araba, even the Jordan. So all the men of Ephraim were gathered together, and took the waters as far as Beth-Bahara, even the Jordan, and they took the 2 princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon beyond the Jordan. Well, that is Judges chapter 7. And we're going to be studying more about Gideon and these 300 men. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is found in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. The devotional reading is the 27th Psalm. I think we're going to save the devotional reading for our next class, since time is growing short. It talks about Bochim here. That's near Shiloh. The word means weepers. The people wept there because of what the angels had said. And the Valley of Jezreel will be described in this lesson. I was able to visit that very stream where Gideon and his men had stopped to drink, and where Gideon divided his men when I visited Israel. I'll tell you about that sometime.